Issue Chag Pesach, Nissan, Sunday the 15th of April, Rabbi David Roberts, moving forward from Pesach to Shavuos.
Morning, Agat Zimmer. Yeschem me'eretz mitzrayim lehiyos lachem le'ilokim ani Hashem alekoichem. It's interesting to note that twice in the pasuk we say ani Hashem alekoichem. Start off, this is the mitzvah zechira sitzias mitzrayim. I am Hashem alekoichem asher yitzeis eschem me'eretz mitzrayim. Why lehiyos lachem le'ilokim? The tachlis is to be alekim for you. Ani Hashem alekoichem. Rashi already discusses this, and l'chura the reason is because there were two parts to Yetzias Mitzrayim. There was the first stage, the Esamakas and the physical Yetzia, and then there was Kriyas Yamsuf. And I think this is nirmaz in the fact that there are two Ani Hashem Elokeichems. We'll explain from the Maharal in a minute what this means. But Rashi says over there that from the first Ani Hashem Elokeichem, I might have thought that it's ke'ilu an option. Avodas Hashem is an option. If you wish to get brownie points, if you wish to get Tolam Abba, then then do mitzvahs and you get Tolam Abba. But maybe it's like the European Union. Maybe you can opt out of various things. Lahavdil, says the Rebbe Shem, no. Ani Hashem Elokeichem, bal korchechem ani malkechem. Against your will, I am your king. And that word Malkechem is very important, as we'll see in a minute. And Rashi quotes a pasuk in Nachim, Lo biyod chazaka em loich aleichem. What does this mean? And how does this help us in terms of the avodah of moving forward from Pesach to Shavuos? Because the key word, of course, is avodah. Perhaps the place to start is the a yisod in the Maharal. The Maharal in Gevuras Hashem Perek Mem Zayin lays down a very important yisod. He says, it's quite a famous Maharal, but we'll try and use it. He says, Shlosha pa'omim ne'ma vayaminu. Three times we find this term vayaminu. When the Moshe came originally, Ligoy Losom, to redeem Klal Yisrael, it says vayamein ha'om. Then later, of course, by Kriyas Yamsuf, it says vayaminu ba'ashem uva Moshe avdoi. And finally, by Matt, just before in the preamble to Matan Torah, it says, Anoichi boi lecha ba'av honor ba'avu yishma ba'dabri imach v'gam b'cho ya'aminu le'oilam. Three l'shoynas of emunah. And the Maharal explains that this corresponds to three yisoydas of emunah, asher bil'odom, that without them, he says, tipo, the whole tsura, the whole structure falls down. Each of them are integral to be yisoyd hadas. The first one he explains is Hashgacha. That the Rabbeinu Shalom is Mashkiach Biprotius, that he knows and takes an interest, Koloshan HaRamban, at the end of Boy, the famous Ramban, that he knows what's going on and that he cares. That he's intimately involved in every aspect of what goes on. That's Lihiyos, and that's the first Vayamein Ha'om. They saw through the Makos, they realized the Rabbeinu Shalom is involved down to the tiniest little detail. That's Ani Hashem Elokeichem asher yitzeis eschem me'eretz Mitzrayim lehiyos lachem le'elokim, to be an Elokim for you. Relationship. Hashgacha, he's mashgiach, he knows and he cares and he gets involved to save us. See, Achi Yitzchok says in Siddur Agra that atob chartonu mikol ha'amim or havtoi sonu v'rotzi sabonu corresponds to Pesach, Shavuos and Sukkos. Atob chartonu is that Pesach was when we were chosen to become an Am. Or have toisonu, the manifestation of the Av of the Rabbeinu Shalom towards us is always through Torah. Av asoilam is Yisrael amcha havto, Torah mitzvahs chut mishpat mishpat mishpat. And rotzi sabonu is the ritzoy after tshuva, that's sukkos. So that was the first shlav. That was the emuna in Hashgacha. Then comes, he says, the emuna in what we would call Yichud Hashem. Ho'emunah Hashenis shahakoil hu biyad Hashem ve'ein dova chutz mimenu v'zehu emunas metzios Hashem yizbarach. Because in Yetzias Mitzrayim, we saw that the Rabbeinu Shalom is incredibly powerful, no question about it. But we did not yet see that Ein Oid Milvado. We did not yet see that there is no other source of integral power, of innate power in the Bria, other than Borei Olam. That was Nisgale in Kriyas Yam Suf. Needs another shiur to explain how that is so, but that was the Gilui of Kriyas Yam Suf. And finally, the third Gilui is that the Rabbeinu Shel Olam communicates with man. That's Vegam B'choya Aminu La'olam. If we don't have one of these three, a Yid doesn't have the full Emunah. So number one, Emunah B'Hashgacha, that the Rabbeinu Shel Olam is Mashgiach. Number two, that Ein Oid Milvado, Yichud Hashem. And finally, that the Rabbeinu Shel Olam communicates. Just a ha'ara, very interesting. And you see that there is a shift in the three psukim that the Maral brings. The first one is Vayamein ha'om ki pokad Hashem es amoy. That's an emuna in the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. The second one, that Ein Oid, fascinatingly, even though we are establishing Yichud Hashem, we're establishing that there is no other, but it's Vayaminu b'Hashem uva Moshe Avdoi. Very interesting. And then the third one is Vegam B'cho Ya'aminu La'olam is in Moshe. So we're shifting over. Haleidovahu. We're shifting over from, of course it's all Emunah in Borei Olam. The first two are a deepening in our understanding of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam and his Kayach. The third one is the way that he operates, that he communicates and operates through Moshe Rabbeinu. Through the G'dayle Ador. So it shifts over, even though, and what I find most fascinating, even though the second one is the Emunah in Yichud Hashem, but Moshe Rabbeinu in many respects, so to speak, shares the glory. There are many Midrashim. One Midrash L'Moshel comes to mind immediately. Matitzak Eilai, Dabriel B'nei Yisrael V'Yisrael, says the Medrash, Matitzak Eilai, why davening to me, says the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. Moshe Rabbeinu, you've got the Koyach. Dabriel B'nei Yisrael V'Yisrael, you tell them. So the Avodah is to recognize first and foremost the Koyachos of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, in that number one, he's Mashkiach. Number two, that there is no other source of power than the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, and that he communicates, but he communicates via the Talmid HaChomim, the Gedolim in the Dair. And of course, that's why the second Ani Hashem Elokeichem corresponds to Bal Korchechem Ani Malkechem. That's the recognition that there is no other source of power. When you reach that Hakara, you realize you don't really have a choice. Libi Omerli, that this is Makbil totally to the two stages in Kabbalah Satera also. The first one will be said Nasav and Ishma corresponds to the first Ani Hashem Elokeichem. We willingly accept. And then the Rebbeinu Shel Olam said Kafalei Mahar Kegigis. Bal Korchechem Ani Malkechem. Lechura, I haven't seen any rise. But Lechura, that it's a parallel. Let's try and bring this down to the world of Avodah, because that's the world of Emunah, and that's obviously very important. You know, as your Dua, there's a big machlekas between the different schools in Bali Musa. Reb Chatzkel to Reb Chatzkel, Pesach was the Rosh Hashanah of Emunah. It was all about Emunah. And Avada, nobody argues with that. Avada, it's all about Emunah. Leave the Ramban's up to the end of the way. But to Reb Yerucham, you look through all of Reb Yerucham's Mamorin, it's all about Avodah. And the emes is, Eilu, of course, Eilu ve'Eilu divrei lekem chayim. There's a birur in Emunah. A Yid always is mevarer his Emunah clearly, but then what do I do with it? It doesn't remain theoretical, it doesn't remain abstract. I have to turn it into avodah. I've got to do something with it. I have to become a better Yid as a result of it. So we're on the path in this mahalach in avodah, because it is avodah. Tavdu nesolekim al ohor hazeh. It's an avodah. There's a hachno, and I want this to be madgish over here, even though the Maral doesn't do this, but l'chura, it's poshut. You see, it's, if I can say a shafavot, it's one thing for a yid to be nichna to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. I can hear, it's that grace of God, Rabbeinu Shel Olam, Ein Oid Milvado, Yichud Hashem, fantastic. But to be nichna to another human being, who is his representative, an emes ha'gadol, an emes ha'talmid chacham, that's a lot more difficult. there's an aspect of that avodah. Tavdun esolekim ala horazeh, and like the Maral says, what is that emuna? What was that nakuda in emuna? V'gam b'cho ya'aminu la'ilu. An emuna in Moshe Rabbeinu. The way that both the Rambam in Yesod HaTorah and the Ramban also say often not, Ma'amad Har Sinai was for one main reason. Because Torah Tzivalon and Moshe, Ma'amad Har Sinai was so that we should realize that Moshe Rabbeinu was the true conduit through which Devar Hashem, Shechina Medaberes Mitoch Groino. That's an avoid I'd like to suggest. It's difficult for a human being to be nichna to another human being and to see that person as the mouthpiece as for the Dvar Hashem. That's Tavdunos and Kim Alahorazet Takan Avoda. There's a Shafa Vot from the Kotzka, which perhaps we can try and explain and go through a little bit, Baderech Avoda. Kotzka Rebbe apparently said, when we talk about Shviras Amidus, you talk about breaking midas. We often talk about shviras hamidas, we break our midas. Says the Kotzker Rebbe, if you break your midas, if you break a midah, you end up with two midas. It's a sharp vort, but what does it mean? What does it mean? So I saw Hezba, beautiful Hezba, which I think we can take through perhaps through the Avod of the Sphere a little bit as well. By Kriyas Yamsuf it said, Vayet Moshe es yodai al ayom, vayelech es ayom burach kodim, vayosem es ayom lecharova, the sea became dry, vayiboku amoyim, the sea became dry, and then the sea split. And the Mepharshim all ask, surely the order's the wrong way around, and it's Yodua, the Erechaim HaKodesh, it's a very well-known Erechaim, the Erechaim says a beautiful idea. He says that what the Rebbeinu Shalom did was, and Agav, I think it's Meduyik, Vayosem es hayom lecharova. Yom is the term that is used, said it in Haftarah yesterday, kamayim layom mechaslim. The yom is what is the reference to the keli, to the clay kibble. Again, it's probably worth mentioning, the vort of the Chofetz Chaim. Umol ha'oretz deyos Hashem, kamayim layom mechaslim. I heard this many times from Rabbi Chaim Kaufman Zatzal, used to love saying over this vort. What's kamayim layom mechaslim? When Mashiach comes to the Ribbono Shel Olam of Eved Gisan, he will shower infinite amount of das, knowledge and connection, which das always means connection to the Ribbono Shel Olam. But kamayim layom mechasim, on the surface the sea is level, but underneath we know there's the Mariana Trench, which is kilometers down, and then there's little bit of the sea that we go paddling in. How much das will I be able to be mekabel when Mashiach comes? To the extent, kamayim layom mechasim, the Rebbeinu Shem will shower infinite amount of das. But I'd only be able to be mekabel, kamayim layom, how much clay kibble have I already made through the emunah and the avoda that we've done now? In golos, when things are difficult, the avoda that we've created, we've turned ourselves into a clay kibble, then when the Rebbeinu Shem showers the mayim, it'll cover the yam. But how much is in that yam? That will depend on us. Al kolponim, it's meduyuk. Says the Rechaim, Vayosim es hayom lecharava. What the Rebbeinu Shalom wanted to do to make life easier for the Yidden was that he leveled out, he was makpi, he froze the depth of the sea, brought it up to a level so that they wouldn't need to go down and then come up again. That was frozen, that came up and threw away the pressure of that, threw away the outer bits of the sea. So the bottom bit first was Vayosim es hayom lecharava. And as a result of that, Vayiboku hamoyim. That's a famous idea of the Erechaim HaKadosh. But to use that Bederech Lavoida, you see, we see the next day, Vayoshav Hayom, Lifnei Zboikelei Somai. It went right back. And the remez here is very beautiful. Straight after the Bekia, it went straight back. What does that mean? Transmuting this idea to the... Transposing this idea to Avoida, we try very hard for Shviras HaMidas, to break our Midas, to take a negative Midah and to bash it, and to smash it, and to crush it. And yet, I speak for myself, to myself, all too often, a situation will arise once again, and I'm back to square one. I've tried, and we all try. We try and we try again, and it doesn't somehow seem to work. And at some point, and here's the huge sakana, chas v'shalom, is that it gets to a point when a person, chas v'shalom, is miyayish. And that's the word, there's nothing worse than miyayish. But a person says, I have tried. I've learned Musar, I've davened, I've said Tehillim, I've done all the, I've tried all the different things, I'm trying to crush, but we're coming across the problem of the Kotzka. We're ending up with two bad midas. We've smashed it, but they're still, it's still there. And the Nakuda is as follows. What we're trying to do, the Shem Yishmul says a beautiful idea. The difference between, the Torah says, Vayibaku Hamoyim. We talk about Kriyas Yamsuf. The difference between Bekia and Kriya is in Lashon Chazal, Bekia is always internally. Bekias Hanoid. When something through an internal pressure smashes, coming from inside, breaks and smashes the whatever it is. Kriya is always on the outside. Lelein, if somebody has to take Kriya, it's an external pressure being put on whatever it is. Bekia is from internally, Kriya is externally. That fits very beautifully with the Erechaim HaKadosh. That's what happened. It was by Yibaku HaMoyim, because the water underneath rose up and internally it pushed out the water that was on top. What happens is that very all too often we try and exert internal pressure on a situation, on ourselves. But we don't change if we don't change from within. If it's something if it's something external, then when the situation, then we may temporarily manage to exert a pressure on it and sebrech in the middah, shviras hamidas. But when the situation arises again, because fundamentally we haven't changed, then the problem arises again. The avoida, and this is very much an avoida for the Yemei HaSfira, we'll be marich a little bit in a second. The avoida is to do it internally, is to displace whatever it was. And Mayim, of course, Chaim Vital and Shari Kedusha and others always talk about Mayim, the fact that Mayim always corresponds to Taiva. Mayim always corresponds to Taiva. In the word, in the Lashon of Maral in many places, it's Choyme Beloitzura. It has no form, that's why it's in plural. It has no form. What water doesn't take any form. It just goes to the, it fits the contours of whatever keli it is. We are created, the Rabbeinu Shalom created us in such a way that we naturally want to take the path of least resistance, to seek pleasure. If we don't internally replace the pleasure that we get from whatever it is with pleasure from Torah, from mitzvahs, from avodah, then that's all we've done is we've acted externally. We've managed temporarily to quell, to quash the dragon. And we can do it for short periods of time. But to fundamentally change, it has to be vayibaku amayim, it has to come from inside. And that's Yudua, the Lashon of the Rambam, at the end of Hilchos Yisuri Bia. It's a famous Rambam. Yiseira mikol zois omru, yifne atzmo yumachshavtoi ledivrei Torah, v'yarchiv datoi b'chochma. What we have to do is, we have to choose, like anything else, mashallah, in a business. When we invest in a business, we know, and we project, there's a capital inflow, we do a cash flow projection, and we work out, how long will it take for me, reasonably, to see a return? And every chacham knows that it takes a bit of time. You don't expect to see an instant return, but you invest, you make a choice, you invest, you stay the course, you keep assessing and reviewing as you go along, but it takes time to invest in Torah. Yifne atzmai machshavtoi ledivrei Torah v'yarchiv datoi b'chochma she'ein machsheves aroyos miskaberes elo b'leiv ponoi min achochma. The mayim, the taiva, that's why of course it was Moshe. Moshe's keicha Torah v'yit Moshe's yodai l'yam. What we need to do is find an alternative source of pleasure. And the Rebbe Hashem created a Torah which is Masam Chelev, and if we invest in that enough time, and it's Davka Omol, so that we get a geschmack from that, then that's, I've done that internally and I automatically displace. Because I have a simcha, I have a histapkus anefesh. I once said a meridika insight, based on the Lashon HaRambam here. Whenever the Gemara talks about two people that do something that immoral that they shouldn't, the Lashon is always Ponoya Ba'al HaPnuya. It's the Lashon HaGemara. If they're unmarried, it's Panay HaBaal HaPnuya. Chacham once said to me, it's a remez to this Lashon HaRambam. Ein Mahasheves HaRoyes Miskaberes Ela Belev Panay Min HaChachma. That's where it comes from. If you're Panay Min HaChachma, then the desire for a momentary bit of Hanah, of course it'll displace it. But if the lev isn't Panay Min HaChachma, if the lev instead is filled with Ahavas Torah, then of course, then we're able to withstand it. It's brought that in Maaser Rav, that the Vilna Gaon sat down, Tekef, Yoshav, Tekef, Lilmoid, Acha Pesach, Beprishus Godel Ma'oid. He sat down to learn Beprishus Godel Ma'oid between Pesach and Shavuos. It's hard to know what Prishus Godel Ma'oid was for the Vilna Gaon. He only had a Kazayas in the morning, Kazayas in the evening, and he slept in 4 half-hour shots. So what Prishus Godel Ma'oid, the mind boggles. I don't know. But what's the Nakuda here? The Maral, in his Drush al HaTorah, gives us an insight into the Avodah of these days, based on the famous Gemara in Sanhedrin. The Gemara says, Odom la'omal nivra. Gemara in Sanhedrin, Tzadik Tes Amud Beis. Odom la'omal nivra, man was created to work hard. State, Pasuk in Iyev, Odom la'omal yulot. Eini yodea la'omal peh, im la'omal melacha. So I don't know whether a person is created for Amal Peh or Amal Melacha. So it brings a pasuk, Yokef Alav Pihu, Heva'im Alav Amal Peh Nivra. Adayin Eini Yodea, Imla Amal Torah, Imla Amal Sikh. I still don't know whether a person was created for Amal Torah or for Amal of speech. So when it says, L'yomush Sefaz Torah, Azemi Picha, so I now know that it's L'amal Torah Nivra. V'haynu Da'amah Rava, and that's what it means when Rava says, Gufe Deruftaki Ninhu. Says Rashi, the body was created la'amal. Tuvia le'dizachid ava deriftika be'iraisa. Ashrei, the one who Ashrei mishamalei b'teira. In other words, this Gemara is setting down a yusod that the creation of a man, the creation of a human being, was la'amal, was to work hard. That's the first yusod, which itself culturally needs reframing. Moshe Feinstein writes in a tshuva, he says that one of the, although America's a Medina Shal Chesed, but one of the huge problems that we have, I mean, it's really formulated in Thomas Jefferson, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. That's what was in the Constitution. That's the end goal. That's an end goal. Says Moshe, the way Moshe writes it is, it's all about a good time, he writes. But in America, it's all about having a good time. He says, we create Adam La'omal, you not. We were created La'omal. Says the Maral, what's the Pshat? The word Adam comes from, is closely connected to Adama. What does that mean? And the Adama, what is Adama? Adama is soil that is fertile, that will produce what you put in it. Which Agav is the reason, it's also Negev for this time of year as well. Which is why we need to be Mesachan Atzmeinu B'midas Tovus beforehand. There's a famous Gaon, the Vilna Gaon says that if we're not, then the Torah is a Koyach HaMatzmiach, and it can be Matzmiach Midas Rovis. It's like rain. It'll bring out what we have inside. Those lemas me'ilim bar, says the Gemara, samad amavsa. The Torah itself is samad amavsa. There has to be a commitment to tikkun amidas first. So the shayla in the Gemara, says the Maral over here, it's in his drush al haTorah. He says, what was the main point? A person was created in order to bring out his koyches min hakoyach el hapoel. But which aspect is it? Rabbi Yitzchak Isaac Chava says Pshat in this, in his, he has a wonderful sefer, a very important sefer, in his Perish on Malas HaTorah of the Gaon, he wrote a sefer, a perish called Ur Torah. It's a very choshev perish. And he explains Pshat in this Gemara as follows. He says, of course, there was never a shaila whether a person was created la'omal melocha to go to work. So there's no hava mina. It's clear from the Gemara in the end of Kiddushin. The only reason that we have to go to work is as a result of the klal from Adam Rishon. Hariyosi esmar kipachti esmarsai. Hariyosi esmarsai kipachti esparnasasi. So there was no havamina. The havamina in the Gemara was never that maybe man was created in order to go to work. That was never the shayla. Of course, it's all talking about avodas Hashem. So he says what it means is as follows. I'll just read you out a couple of lines because there's a lot of Kiddushim here. He says as follows. He says, Yodua Sheha Adam Nivra B'Tzelem Elikim Mamash. This is Yodua, that man was created B'Tzelem Elikim. The Rabbeinu Shalom created the world B'Dibur U'B'Maisa. And therefore we need to emulate the Rabbeinu Shalom, and we need to be Mekayim the Olam B'Beis B'Chinois Eilu B'Dibur U'B'Maisa, which refers to Eisek HaTorah and Kiyum HaMitzvos. This is Makbil very much to the Beis Halev, which I'm sure you all know. The Naaseh V'Nishma says, we quote the Zohar, Naaseh is in the Ivodin Tovin V'Nishma B'Piskame Deiraisa. So the Naaseh corresponds to Mitzvos, and the Nishma corresponds to learning Torah. Says Rabbi Yitzchak Isaac Chava, that's the Havamin in the Gemara. The Shaila is, which one is the main whelm with which a person brings out his koichos min hakoach el hapoel? For which one, for the omel of which was man mainly created? Was he created l'omel melacha for mitzvahs? Is that the ikar omel of the person to bring out his koichos min hakoach el hapoel? Or is it omel peh, which is Torah? Which one is it? And he says, of course we have to do mitzvahs. There's no shaila about that. But which one is the ikkah that is, which one has the greater koyach, the greatest koyach, the one for which man was actually created? That is for Torah. Now here's the chiddush. He says, so what's the next stage in the Gemara? So I still don't know l'omol peh, whether it's for sicha or not. What does that refer to? He says as follows. I'll read it out. He says, "V'adayin ein yedem la'omal teirim la'omal sicha rotzaleima shalayite ha'adam lachshev." Says Rabbi Yitzchak Isaac Chover, a person should not make the mistake to think shetachlis ha'teiru bishvil ma'isa levat, that the purpose of Torah is itself only because it's mevi l'idei ma'isa. V'imkein en sorich li'as asuk kol ayon v'chol alayla b'Torah. You don't need to engage so much in Torah. Kiven sheyedea dinei ha'mitzvahs dialogue. If a person knows the dinei ha'mitzvahs, that would be enough. And you might think, and here, I'll just read and translate. Medaber, so if that's the case, why is a person nivralius medaber? Maybe ha'ikahu laharbas v'tfila ula'a'arich boi, ka'ashechoshvu rabbim ba'avoyneseinu ha'rabbim b'doiris alolu. This is a sharp avot. He says there are rabbim ba'avoyneseinu who think nowadays that the koyach of the pair was created ika laharbas v'tfila ula'a'arich boi. And sichas, of course, tefillah. The Gemara always says, "Ein sichah l'tefillah." He says that's not true. He says the ikkah was for the omol of Torah, which is an omol peh. So first of all, he negates the idea. The Gemara is negating the idea of the ikkah, the way in which a person is meroimim and male his own nefesh and brings out el apoyel his own koichas. It's primarily through Torah, and that means that through omol peh. Nefesh chaya ruach mamalala, that's what makes us distinct, that's what makes us different. And it isn't the primary way of bringing out our keichas, it's not through maisa mitzvahs and it's not through tefillah either. Even though, of course, there has to be both. Just read your lashon of the Chazanish in Igros, Chelek Aleph Igeres Beis, a beautiful lashon, halimud vahatfilah kshurim zeh bezeh. Of course you have to have one, you can't have one without the other. Omol halimud oizel oira tefillah, vahatfilah oizeres el halimud. Tfilah bebechinas keva marchiko es halimud. Tfilah, which is done because I have to, it is marchik the limud. V'halimud ba'at saltayim, and if somebody just learns because they have to, that's my neah tfilah. Of course the two have to go together. But the ikka, tachlis, and that's in terms of avodah, of working towards matan Torah. We see from this Gemara as follows. We see that adam la'omol yulod. There has to be, it's an amelus. The Kabbalah that has to happen is not just I'm a Kabbalah that I'm a Kabbal Torah, but I'm a Kabbal Amelus for Torah. Odom la'omol yulod. And that isn't the omol of Sicha of Tefillah, it isn't the omol of Mitzvahs. Because that, Rabbi Shlomo Salant always explains, the Rabbeinu Shel Olam created the world with Torah. Going back to what we started with, if a person wants to be able, from internally, from within, not to be banging his head against a brick wall again and again, breaking the midas, as the Kotzke says, to be left with two, to chasushon, to face yirsh, but to avayiboka hamayim, that have the koyach of Torah, which is also daima lamayim, which pushes away the machshavas of any other things, which only Torah pushes away the mashal of the other things. In order to do that, there has to be a Kabbalah to work towards the Tavdun Aselikim Alahor Azeh, which is a Vayaminu Bashem with a Moshe Avdo, to be Nichna to somebody. And it's not easy, it's an Avodah, to be Nichna to somebody who turns himself into a clay kibble for Torah. That's an Avodah, it's not an easy thing to do. But the only way to be Shoiva Midas is not externally, but to do it internally. And the only way to do that is to replace any Hanah that one gets from any other activities, is to choose to invest in a Kabbalah, in an Omer LaTorah, that replaces it and gives us the Mesamchei Lev, and that way, and really only that way, is a way that one can change altogether and face Matan Torah. Thank you.